What is another name for a bush or a brush? Usually something that is in your front yard that you've made to look nice, to your shape. Okay. Are there any cactus plants out here?
Yes,
what? Are they small or...
We call them prickly pears. You can see them that size to that size.
Mm-hmm.
They just grow about like an ear, mm-hmm. about that thick, and they've got big long spines on it.
Mm-hmm. And you step on them and...
Yeah, they hurt. And then up above the
yes,
your granddad's
in the back. Uh-huh. I do remember seeing them. But they don't have any ones that are clumpy with the flowers on them or in anywhere.
Oh, yeah, these
have the same kind. Okay.
These have beautiful flowers on them.
In the spring and...
They grow in clusters. You usually see them in a cluster about that big around. Sometimes it's big and sometimes
just don't sit on them.
Just don't sit on them. Don't step on them.
And what kind of weeds? I'm sure there are plenty. What's the most awful weed that you can think of?
Well, I think the weed that's hardest to control that grows so thrifty here is a red root. We call
red
it.
Root, huh? Why is
pig
that?
Weed's another one.
Pig weed?
Those two, I think, are
they grow really fast anywhere.
Yeah, you can. I can cultivate my garden out there. In the spring, we usually hire someone to come in with a rotary cultivator, and they go over that, just smooth it up until there's not a thing growing on it, and let it sit for 10 days, and it'll just turn red.
With all the weeds.
With those little red weeds starting to. Just as thick as the surface of the ground. I don't know how that stuff grows. The seeds can be that thick, but you can't believe it till you see it.
And so, when you have your garden, are you constantly picking them?
Oh, yes.
Every day?
All the time. As quick as you plant your garden, you've got to, the weeds will beat it up before the garden gets there. You've got to start to haul the weeds down, and those that you're close to the plant, you've got to get out and pull up your hands.
What about, are there any plants that grow up your walls or
morning
up around
glory.
Trees?
Morning glory. They don't grow up around the trees, but around these fences, around the yards, wherever there's anything to climb on, right?
They'll start right up, huh? So is that, that's the only type of creeping, like a creeping vine or anything around here?
There's a vine around here in certain areas, down to my old place down here where I first lived when we got married. There's a vine there, they call it a tea vine.
Uh-huh.
And that'll get in the wall of the building and grow right out of the top of the building.
Oh, my word. Just right through all the...
Just follow the interior of the wall. It's off.
And come out on the top.
It might come out of a crack in the window or a crack in the ceiling or up in the eaves or anywhere.
How funny. Huh, I've never heard of that before. This is along the same line. This is for landscape. For local streams, what do you have for local streams around here that you know?
The only local stream in this area is the Woodruff Creek.
Okay.
It forks up west of town a mile. And the one goes right through town, this side of the old schoolhouse.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is out south a mile.
Okay.
There's what we call a south fork and a north fork.
Okay. And what about the right down here?
Bear River.
Is that Bear River?
Bear River.
Canal?
Down 2 miles east of us here.
Oh, okay. And then this canal that's just right here, I guess that wouldn't be considered a stream. Okay.
It's an irrigation ditch.
And you said that there was north and south.
Woodruff Creek.
Okay. And what would be another name? There's creek and then there's stream. Can you think of any other names?